Bobby Covey Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Welcome to girls basketball action today here on 1440 PG14 and FM 105.3. Today, it is the Lady Indians taking on Troy Christian. Troy Christian made a nice long drive over here, about an hour or so. They will carry in record of 6-13 into today's game, and the Indians stand at 4-12. So it looks like a pretty even matchup. And both teams have 9 players today because of commitments, illness, injury, and all that. Both teams have 9 players today, so this looks, like I say, to be a very even matchup. Fort Recovery coming off a loss Thursday night to rival St. Henry, 43-27. They will come in here trying to bounce back from that. Troy Christian and head coach Tony Ferraro, they stand at 6-13. The Eagles come in here, a very young team. They only have 2 seniors out of their 9, and they will bring in 4 freshmen who will address varsity today. So this is a really young team. And, of course, Fort Recovery is a pretty young team, too. They only have 1 senior in their 9 girls. So, like I say, it's going to be an even day. We welcome you to the action here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's going to be a big night tonight. When we first got here today, they were having their little cheerleader clinic. And they had probably close to 100 girls out here practicing. They had a parents' viewing for that at noon, where they could take pictures and see the girls doing their routine. You know, if you couldn't make it tonight or something, well, that's what they're doing. Otherwise, they will have that tonight. Also tonight, Fort Recovery is going to be inducting 2 new members of their Athletic Hall of Fame, and that'll be in between the boys' JV and varsity games this evening. And the boys will be hosting Mississinewa Valley tonight. And we will not have the action on the air, but come on out, and should be an interesting evening. And their games will start JV at 6 o'clock. There will be the induction of the 2 new members of the Hall of Fame in between, and the varsity set to start at about 7:30. It is Fort Recovery and Troy Christian, the Eagles. They're about to go out of here today at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Want to say good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland, formerly Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna. They're on the west edge of Portland. They say good luck to the Indians today. We will be back in just a couple of minutes here with the start of today's game between Fort Recovery and Troy Christian. That comes your way in a couple of minutes here on PG14 and FM 105.3 in Portland.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Cal Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at calpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we've had the playing of our national anthem. Now we get set for the action between the Lady Indians and the Lady Eagles of Troy Christian. Here's the starting lineups. First off, for Fort Recovery, they'll be going with a very familiar lineup. Carly Niekamp, 5'11 sophomore, starts inside, as does Sage Luthold, a 5'10 junior. Maddie Guggenbiller starts at a wing, 5'6 senior. Also, Callie Wendell, a 5'4 junior, at a guard. And at the point, it's Kennedy Mullenkamp, 6' sophomore. For the Troy Christian Eagles of head coach Tony Ferraro, inside they go with Brooklyn Levy. Levy's a 5'10 junior. Also inside, Kathleen Johnson, a 5'10 junior. At the three guards, they go with Hope Carroll. Hope Carroll is a 5'7 senior. Riley Orange, just like the fruit, Orange is a 5'8 freshman. And Rain Wilkins will start at the point. Wilkins is a 5'6 freshman. Troy Christian comes in with a record of 6 wins, 13 losses, and Fort Recovery stands at 4 wins and 12 losses. So this looks to be a pretty even matchup. They're introducing Fort Recovery, and the girls are running through a tunnel basically made up by the boys' basketball team down here at the end. And nice job, guys. They're having some fun with it and honoring the girls, so that's fun. And, of course, their game comes tonight. Something tells me the girls will be out there backing the guys this evening against Mississinewa Valley. All right, Fort Recovery in their home white uniforms with the purple numbers and trim, and the Eagles of Troy Christian in their black uniforms with white trim. So here we go. It's the Eagles and the Indians, and the ball is in the air, tap controlled by Troy Christian, and this game is underway. Eagles with it out in front, and this is Wilkins. Wilkins, just a freshman. Hands it off down low. They'll work it out top of the key. Here's a 15-footer. It is no good. And the rebound taken away for Fort Recovery by Sage Luthold. First quarter being brought to you today by Kalp Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery. Shot at the other end is no good for Fort Recovery. And the rebound comes off to Hope Carroll of Troy Christian. Down court, shot is no good. And the rebound again to Sage Luthold. She's got 2 rebounds in the first minute. No score. We're just underway here today at the Fortside Fieldhouse. In the corner, here's Guggenbiller for 3. Can't get it. Rebound knocked around and picked up by Troy Christian. Pulled out of there by Riley Orange. Orange, I was saying, is well tanned like an orange. She's got that color to her. That's not an insult. She looks nice. Here's the ball down low inside for the Eagles, and nowhere to go in a trap. They go inside. Here's a shot blocked away. Great defense there by Sage Luthold as she blocks the shot. When out of bounds, it will still be Troy Christian's ball from the baseline. No score. We played just over a minute here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And the Eagles will throw it in from the baseline. They look. Having trouble, and they'll finally get it in underneath, putting it up and scoring. The basket goes in there for Brooklyn Levy. That's the first points of the game, and it's 2-0 Troy Christian. Troy Christian will come down and work off a zone. Here's Callie Wendell, a three. It's too long. And the rebound comes off to Wilkins. She races all the way down, has the ball knocked away out of bounds by Wendell. Nice defense by Wendell to get in there and knock the ball away, or else Rain Wilkins would have had an easy lay-in. 2-0, Troy Christian leads here in the early going. First quarter brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Here's a bank shot put up and in by Brooklyn Levy. And she has all 4 points in the ballgame. 4-0, Troy Christian. Indians over on the far side. With it is Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller back out front, and it's over the 10-second line. Over and back. Pass a little too long, and Callie Wendell couldn't quite get to it in time. It definitely was on the far side of the stripe. So the ball right back to the Troy Christian Eagles. Eagles with it out in front, and here is Rain Wilkins. That's R-E-I-N-G-N. Gives it off in the corner, and Wilkins gets it right back. Wilkins brings it out front. She's just a freshman. Gives it off now inside to Hope Carroll, and away from the ball. What do we got? 3 seconds. 3 seconds was called against Troy Christian, and the ball goes back to the Indians. 4-0, 2 minutes into the ball game, and Troy Christian has the early lead. Walking it up is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp out in front with it. Far side goes over to Guggenbiller. Out front to Callie Wendell. Wendell being guarded closely as they've gone to man for man. Bounces off her foot, goes into the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Wilkins, and then a holding foul is going to be called against Callie Wendell. She was holding on to her jersey. There wasn't any doubt about that. So the foul is called against Callie Wendell, and that's her first and the team's first. And we'll ask about Cal Pharmacy's locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Down low goes Troy Christian, and double dribble. And a good call, as she did. Here's Eva Kolick coming in for Fort Recovery. Indians trail 4-0. And both baskets by Brooklyn Levy of Troy Christian. And she's been the only one who has been able to score any points. Here's the ball out on the wing. They look for it. Brings it near side to Wendell. Wendell will look over here. And what do we got? We have a foul called against Troy Christian. And charge the foul there to Riley Orange. That'll be her first and the team's first. So Orange gets the foul. Here's a lob pass inside. Quick shot up and rolls off for a Niekamp. Rebound by the Indians. Gets it out to Niekamp. Top of the key to Wendell. Far side, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Double teamed. In trouble. Looking for help. Down low. Eva Kolick's shot is an air ball. Rebound put back up at a foul. And Carly Niekamp is fouled on the shot, and she will be at the free throw line. The foul is called against Brooklyn Levy. Her first and the team's second. Free throws coming here for Carly Niekamp. Indians have had good shots in these first 3 minutes, just haven't gone down. Free throw up, and there is finally one that goes down on the free throw. Makes it a 4-1 ball game. And one more coming for Carly Niekamp. Niekamp toes the line, fires it up, and missed it. Rebound taken by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp out to Wendell for a three. It's in and out. Rebound is taken away by Troy Christian. Ball is going to go loose, and falling down and losing the ball was Troy Christian, and it's a traveling, and the ball goes back to Fort Recovery. Wilkins was out front and just lost her footing as she came down, and nothing she could do about it. Here's the outlet out to Callie Wendell. Wendell on down to the baseline. Looks, gives it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp in trouble. Back to Wendell, top of the key. Near side, it's Niekamp. Back out front to Wendell. Wendell far side over to Mullenkamp. Goes into the middle. That is to Luthold. They work it around near side. Here's Niekamp, a three, and it's no good. It's an air ball, but the rebound to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp drives, 8-footer, will not go. Rebound knocked loose and taken out of there by Levy of Troy Christian. But then we have a foul called against Fort Recovery. And the foul against Fort Recovery is whistled in there. No, check it. They call the foul on Levy. So Levy is called for the foul, and that is her second, team's third. Active shooting, and the free throw then is good by Sage Luthold. Makes it 4-2. So far, the Indians have not hit a field goal. They do have a couple of free throws. And Luthold one more up and missed that one. Rebound Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp leans in and she's fouled. So she'll be going to the free throw line. Charge that foul in there to Josie Hill, who just came into the ball game. Josie Hill's a 5'5 sophomore, her first team's fourth. And at the line is Mullenkamp. She'll fire it up, and no, too long. One more coming. 4:23 to go here in the opening quarter. First quarter brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy. Here's the second free throw. It's short. Now the rebound taken out of there finally by Troy Christian. Kathleen Johnson came away with it. 4-2 is our score. Here are the Eagles. A jump shot is good from the side. And give that basket to Josie Hill. And it is now 6-2 in favor of Troy Christian. Mullenkamp, right side over to Niekamp, and back around they come. Now to Wendell. Wendell to Mullenkamp, far side, going as Niekamp drives the baseline. Jumper up, no. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be pulled down, a scramble, a pile-up, and a tie-up. Looked like a fumble recovery on the five-yard line. As it is, it'll be Fort Recovery's ball. And Fort Recovery will have the ball. And now we got a timeout called by the Indians. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is 6-2. Troy Christian leads. We're back after this on PG-14 and FM 105.3.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Out of the timeout, ball comes inside, right to Luthold, who puts it up and in, or make it Niekamp. Carly Niekamp gets the first field goal of the day for Fort Recovery, makes it a 6-4 ball game. The Eagles with it on the near side, Troy Christian on the attack. Out in front with it is Hill. Hill, they work it around down low, go into the corner, can't find a shot. Back out in front, Wilkins, and now goes to Hill, and a long three, and that's no good. Rebound is taken out of there by Carly Niekamp. Niekamp will work it on ahead. Niekamp on down to Callie Wendell. Wendell on the near side, stops, baseline, three-pointer is short. Rebound taken inside by Eva Kolig, and she's tied up. Possession arrow gives it to Troy Christian. Coming in for the Eagles is Karis Miller. She's a 5'5 freshman. That first name is Karis. K-A-R-I-S. It's an unusual, well, I won't say usual, it's unique. That's a better word. Unique spelling. Here are the Eagles on the attack. Out front with it is Hill. Hill across the way over to Miller. Miller looking inside, nowhere to go with it. Brings it on around to Rain Wilkins. Wilkins goes to Miller. Miller on the attack, now near side. They work it out in front, looking for a shot, can't find it. Good patience, though, by Troy Christian. And good defense by Fort Recovery. Here's a drive by Wilkins. Cannot find the shot. Brings it back out front. Near side with it is Hope Carroll. Carroll can't do anything. Mishandles the ball, and it's out of bounds. Lost by Troy Christian. That was definitely an unforced error, as just two Eagles were out there, and neither one of them could hold it. Ball comes back to Fort Recovery. Indians trailing by a score of 6-4 with 2:30 to go here in the first quarter, being brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy. In the far corner is Niekamp, back out in front and threw it away. Picked off inside, driving down is Troy Christian, with it is Miller. Miller out in front to Wilkins. Wilkins will come right side. Over it goes to Josie Hill. Hill on down toward the baseline, looking, can't find a shot. Out in front, they'll go left side. Now it goes to Miller. Miller out on the perimeter. Miller far side. Goes to Rain Wilkins. Wilkins at the top of the key. Can't find anything. On down to the baseline. Will not take the shot. Turning around. Now she's trapped. Pass down low. Scramble for the ball. It's getting out to Miller. Miller will drive in, shoot, and miss. And the rebound comes away to the Indians. Taken away in there by Carly Niekamp. Niekamp across the way to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp with the top of the key. Now to Callie Wendell and back to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp near side to Wendell. Wendell looks back to Mullenkamp. Now they go to Guggenpiller. On down inside to Niekamp. She puts it up and in. Niekamp has 5 of the 6 Fort Recovery points, and we are tied at 6. Miller the other way, open for 3, left that one way short. It's an air ball, and then goes out of bounds, but touched last by Callie Wendell. Substitutions, here comes Luthold back in. Niekamp will sit down for Fort Recovery. Orange will come back in for Troy Christian. And also Brooklyn Lady comes back in with 2 fouls. And they get it into Lady. Lady loses the ball. Callie Wendell strips it away from her. Here is Wendell on down to the top of the key, near side to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will turn around into the middle to Luthold. Luthold back out to Wendell, to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller in the middle. They play pitch and catch. Now far side to Mullenkamp. 3 on the way. Got it! Nice 3-pointer. Nope, they only gave her 2. They only gave her... No, they didn't give her 3. So Kennedy Mullenkamp gets a triple out of that. It's 9-6 in favor of Fort Recovery. That's our first lead change of the day. Down court is Orange in the corner. Orange fires it out in front, goes to Wilkins. Wilkins, around the horn they go, and now Hill, and they can't find anything. Miller back to Wilkins. Wilkins cannot penetrate. The Indians are much taller, and that's really hurting Troy Christian. Inside, ball is no good on the shot. Rebounded by Troy Christian. Back out in front is Lady. Lady is fouled as she tries to make a pass, and her arm was grabbed, I think, by Mullenkamp. No, by Guggenbiller. So Maddie Guggenbiller will get the foul. That is her first and the second team foul. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Burn, Indiana, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy. They sponsor the first quarter here. We're down to 15 seconds. Here's a quick shot, no good by Troy Christian, out of bounds, and it'll go to Fort Recovery with 11.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Fort Recovery's on a 7-0 run here to end the quarter, and with the ball, and Wendell goes to Mullenkamp. Back it goes. Here is Wendell open for a 3, and it's no good off the rim, and it's going to be picked up in the corner, but they can't get a shot off. At the end of 1, it is Fort Recovery, and now they have just taken a point away from Fort Recovery, so Kennedy Mullenkamp's 3 actually is a 2, and so at the end of the first quarter, it is Fort Recovery 8 and Troy Christian 6, and we're back after this on PG14 FM 105.3.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
1 quarter in the books, and Fort Recovery overcoming an early 6-2 deficit and lead 8-6 as we start the second quarter. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on the south side of Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell has it over on the right side for the Indians. Wendell looks to go inside, pulls up out on the perimeter, gives it off to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking inside. Mullenkamp goes to the right. Now drives to the hole. Puts it up off the glass. Won't get it. And then we get a foul over the back. Maddie Guggenbiller. And she did. Went over the back of the smaller player for Troy Christian. That's the second foul for Guggenbiller. And the third team foul against Fort Recovery. Both teams struggling offensively there in that first quarter. And it took a while for Fort Recovery to ever get a basket. Here's a ball thrown away by Troy Christian. Eva Kollig comes back in for Fort Recovery. And Maddie Guggenbiller will sit down for the Indians. We are just underway. Second quarter, it is 8-6 in favor of the Indians. And out front, they get it to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key. She looks, nowhere to go with it. Turns around looking for help. Finally hands it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp goes back door, stolen away. Orange with it. Off to the races, all the way down, leans in with the shot, missed it. Fight for the rebound, it's loose, picked up by the Indians. Coming away with it is Carly Niekamp. Niekamp will bring it on down, give it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will drive into the paint, now kicks it near side to Wendell. Wendell along the baseline, goes back across the other side to Mullenkamp. She'll drive in and missed it. Rebound gets her own, and then it's lost away out of bounds, but it was touched last by Levy of Troy Christian. She reached for it. If she just let it go, it would be Troy Christian's ball, but she did. Well, you can't blame her for hustling and trying, but still. And they come to Wendell. A three from the side is no good. And the rebound taken away inside by Orange. But it's stolen away from her and put up and in by Eva Kollig. Just ripped it out of her hands and put it in. And Troy Christian's going to just about clear the bench. They're getting four new players to go in. That's the most they, that's all they can do. Here's a jumper from the side. It's no good. And the rebound out of bounds. Did we have a push? Apparently we had a foul on the play. And that's going to be called against... Yeah, they call that against Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Picks up her first and the team's fourth. So we have wholesale substitutions here for Troy Christian. Well, Coach Ferrara told me he'll play everybody, and right now he's succeeded because he just sent in his entire bench, and he only has four on the bench. Here's a drive along the baseline, and I think we have a baseline violation. She was tippy-toeing it down there and got her foot on the line, and the ball will go right back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading it 10-6. The Indians have scored eight straight points, and this is going back. Gosh, Troy Christian hasn't scored since about the midpoint of the quarter. Here's the ball knocked out of bounds by Troy Christian. So they have gone a long time, at least 6 minutes without a point. Here's the inbounds. Quickly they go. Shot will go up and in. Nice job there. Carly Niekamp, a little lob, and she just was much taller than anybody else and laid it in. It's 12-6 Fort Recovery. Indians by a half a dozen. Far side with it. This is Jewel Myers who came into the ball game. And now out in front to Josie Hill. Works to the near side, back to Myers, and Myers looks from the corner, nowhere to go with it, and they almost threw it away. They did throw it away. Well, picked up by a teammate. Finally, Hill did grab it, and she'll drive inside, go to the corner. Here's a three from the corner, is short, and the deep rebound picked away by Fort Recovery. Indians get it with some nice defense and then a good rebound defensively. Just over 5 minutes to play in the first half, and Fort Recovery leads 12-6. And they have scored 10 straight points. Near side, Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp out in front with it. Mullenkamp stops. Right side over it goes to Luthold. Luthold goes to Wendell in the corner. She is trapped. Ball knocked away, but touched last by Troy Christian. Here comes Levy back in, and also Orange back in for the Troy Christian Eagles. Maddie Guggenbiller will come back in, playing with a couple of fouls, though. 12-6, Fort Recovery leads with 4:58 to go in the second quarter. Ball way back down court into the backcourt. Picked up by Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll drive to the right side. Now it goes to Kollig. Now it goes to Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller out front. Driving toward the lane. Her shot is no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Maddie Guggenbiller's first 2 points. And now it's a 12-point run for Fort Recovery that has gone back a long time. A drive into the corner by Orange. Can't find anything. Goes to Wilkins. Wilkins to Levy. Levy trying to drive. Mishandles the ball off her own foot and out of bounds. Timeout, Troy Christian. 4:22 to go in the second quarter. It is Fort Recovery 14, Troy Christian 6. We are back after these words on PG-14 and FM 105.3.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Well, Josie Hill scored a basket for Troy Christian with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and the Eagles have not scored since that time. 8 minutes and counting. Fort Recovery with the ball, and the Indians have since scored 12 in a row and lead it 14-6. In the middle, here's Guggenbiller on down, knocked away from her, scramble for the ball, and it's stolen by Troy Christian. Eagles with it on the attack, and here's Levy into the corner to Orange. Orange drives inside looking for help, nowhere to go, fell down and lost. No, it was a pushing foul they call. Well, Orange went down, and the foul against Fort Recovery was called against Callie Wendell. For Wendell, that's her second. That is the team's fifth foul. So it'll be thrown in from the baseline by the Troy Christian Eagles. Here's the ball out. Here's a three on the way. It is no good off the hands of Wilkins. And then a foul on the rebound, and that's going to go against Fort Recovery. And charge the foul against Guggenbiller, and that's her third. So Guggenbiller picks up her third foul, and the team's sixth. We have 3:47 to go in the first half. And these are the first free throws attempted by Troy Christian. Free throw up and good. And that's put in there by Kathleen Johnson, and that's their first point in almost 9 minutes to make it now 14-7. Guggenbiller goes to the sidelines, and Luthold back in. Here's the second free throw. It is up, and it is also good by Johnson. So they finally get some points here in the second quarter. I was beginning to wonder if they'd face a shutout. 14-8 the score. Wendell out in front. Hands it far side to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp way out on the top of the key. Now it goes over to Niekamp. Niekamp along the baseline, and there are hands all over her. I mean, you can have one hand on him defensively. That's fine. As long as you're not, you know, grabbing their jersey. But the foul was called there, as there were all sorts of them. That's Carroll, who gets the foul, and that's her first and the team's fifth, so no free throws. Inside they go. Here's Niekamp, puts up a shot, missed it, gets her own rebound, puts it up. Oh, it rolls off the cylinder. Rebound taken away by Troy Christian. A lot of shots have just hung on the rim today. On down, Orange, near side. Here's a three from the corner. That's an air ball, but Levy picks it up, leans in with the shot, misses it. Rebound knocked around, still knocked around, picked out of there by Orange. Orange goes far side. Now it goes to Wilkins. Wilkins out front. A three. It's way off the mark. Rebound back up. Blocked, but a foul against Fort Recovery. The block, I think, was clean, but there was definitely contact on the body. And Eva Collig picks up the foul. That's her first, but the team's seventh. So here is Karis Miller at the line, shooting two, and the free throw's good. Her first point. Makes it 14-9 in favor of Fort Recovery. 3:01 to go here in the opening half. Second shot is also good by Miller. So Troy Christian showing a proficiency at the free throw line, and they are 4 out of 4. 14-10 the score. Top of the key is Callig. Near side, Callie Wendell at the top of the circle. Right side over to Niekamp, back to Wendell, now to Mullenkamp, back out to Wendell. Wendell, top of the key, dumps it down. Here's the jumper on the way. No good by Niekamp. Back up, no. Second try, block. Rebound comes off to Troy Christian. Long pass intercepted by Mullenkamp at the other end. Mullenkamp jumped high into the air to come away with that one. Mullenkamp out front with it. Mullenkamp looking. Gives it over to Callie Wendell, and back out front. Almost stolen away. Mullenkamp got it back, though. Now it's Niekamp. Niekamp goes into Luthold. Back out. Top of the key, Mullenkamp. Near side, here's Niekamp firing. Hitting a three. Was that a three or a two? A two. They say just a two, but it's a basket. And makes it 16-10 in favor of Fort Recovery. 2 minutes to play here in the first half at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Out front with it is Troy Christian. They go inside. Here is Brooklyn Levy driving. hands it off outside. They go inside to Riley Orange. Her jumper is no good, and the rebound taken away by Fort Recovery. Troy Christian has gone forever without a field goal since about the four-minute mark of the first quarter. And there's a bad pass. Indians throw it away. Minute 35 to go here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. Ball down to the near side with it. Here is Levy. Goes across the way out to Miller, and Miller at the top of the key, nowhere to go. Across the way to Rain Wilkins. Wilkins turns around, top of the circle. Right side pass back to Miller. Karis Miller trying to drive down there. Can't find anything. Ball back out in front. Levy. Levy drives to the baseline, goes inside, kicks it back outside. Ball knocked away, but a foul on the Indians. Foul's going to be called there against Kennedy Mullenkamp. That's the first on Kennedy. Her first and the team's eighth. So at the line is Kathleen Johnson to shoot a pair of free throws. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. Kathleen Johnson has 3 points all at the line. All 5 points that Troy Christian has scored in the second quarter have been at the charity stripe. No field goals. One more coming for Johnson. It's on the way, and she hit them both. So the Eagles are 6-for-6 at the line. Minute to go in the first half. 16-12, Fort Recovery leading. Mullenkamp walks it into the front court. Mullenkamp looking over on the right side, looking to drive, cannot, backs out of there, looking for help, gets it out front to Eva Kollig, now to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key, guarded closely. Over it goes back to Mullenkamp, and Mullenkamp looking inside. Mullenkamp, top of the key, it goes to Luthold. Luthold back to Kollig, and Kollig out front goes to Wendell. Wendell wanting to drive. Wendell on the perimeter, backs out of there with it. 25 seconds in the quarter. Here is Wendell still on the drive, back to Mullenkamp with 20 seconds. She holds it out front. Driving inside, she's going to go down the lane, put it up, and missed it. Rebound knocked around, scramble, ball out of bounds. It's touched last by Troy Christian. 11.6 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Recovery will have it from the baseline. Plenty of time for a good shot. Mullenkamp looks. Way out in front, it goes to Wendell. Wendell with 10 seconds. Wendell with 8. She's double-teamed. Wendell down to 5. Gets it to Mullenkamp. Lobs it inside. Kollig hits it. Count it. And put her at the line. She got shoved in the back hard, but it still rattled around and went in. Big basket for Kollig. And the foul was called against Rain Wilkins. Her first, team sixth. Kollig at the line, shooting, and it dropped in. Went high up and then dropped back in for her. 1 second to play. Up it comes, and here's a long heave, and it's way short. And we have reached halftime. Well, in that second quarter, it was a great defensive effort by Fort Recovery. They held Troy Christian without a field goal. And so at halftime, it is Fort Recovery 19 and Troy Christian 12. Your second quarter was brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We're back to look at our halftime stats in just a couple of minutes on PG14 and FM 105.3.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Well, a pretty fast first half out here this afternoon. And we've reached halftime with Fort Recovery leading Troy Christian 19-12. Fabulous defense by Fort Recovery. Troy Christian was leading 6-2 midway in the first quarter. They didn't score another point for almost 8 minutes. They didn't score a field goal the rest of the half. Only 3 field goals in the opening 4 minutes of the game for Troy Christian, and nothing since. The 6 points they scored in the second quarter were all at the foul line. Now, give them credit, they got to the foul line 6 times and hit all 6. But they are just really bothered by the height and the length of the arms and the defense by Fort Recovery, because you see them getting in there and they just have to back away. And they're just kind of scared that the shot's going to get blocked in their face. And so rather than that, they move back out. When they do put up a shot, it's been short, it's been long, it's been off the mark. And so at halftime, it's a 7-point lead for the Indians, 19-12. Looking at the scoring, balanced attack for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp is the leading scorer for Fort Recovery at halftime with 7 points. Eva Kollig with that 3-point play there in the final 2 seconds of the half. She is next with 5 points. Let's see, 3 points for Sage Luthold, 2 points for Maddie Guggenbiller, 2 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Callie Wendell, who recently at least has been the leading scorer for the Indians, she has not scored as the defense has really been focused on her, and she's hardly gotten off shots, let alone hit any. For Troy Christian, only 3 players have scored. Check that, 4 players have scored in the first half. 4 for Brooklyn Levy. She got a couple of baskets in the opening couple of minutes and shut down since, so she has 4 at halftime. Kathleen Johnson got 4 straight free throws in the second quarter and has 4 points here at halftime. Josie Hill had a basket back in the first quarter with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. She got a little jump shot. That's been the last field goal for Troy Christian, so that's about 12 minutes as they'll start the third quarter, 12 minutes and counting for Troy Christian to get a field goal. Karis Miller came off the bench, got a couple of free throws for 2 points, but that is it. 1 tie, 1 lead change. Fort Recovery led 8-6 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored Troy Christian in that second quarter, 11-6. So here we are at the half. It is Fort Recovery leading Troy Christian by a score of 19-12. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of our coverage from the Fortside Fieldhouse here on PG14 and FM 105.3.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And Fort Recovery leads Troy Christian by a score of 19-12 as the Eagles of Troy Christian in a drought right now for a field goal that has lasted 12 minutes and counting as we go to the third quarter. Hey, don't forget, coming up tonight here on PG14, FM 105.3, we've got high school basketball for you, boys style. Jay County and Blackford will go at it from over at Hartford City tonight. And the JV starts at 6 and the varsity at 7:30. And it will be Justin and Zeb bringing you the action. If you want to hear the Blackford version of that game, you can tune in to 100.9, and I will be there for that along with Scott Cagle. Always a good game when Blackford and Jay County get together, and they'll do that tonight over there at the home of the Bruins. You know, last night, it was a great night for Blackford girls. They score the winning basket in the final 20 seconds and beat Eastbrook 38-37 to win the Central Indiana Conference Championship outright. Heck of a game. Then the Blackford boys beat Eastbrook 65-44. Jay County a winner last night in girls action as the Lady Patriots pounded Heritage 65-26. And it was the Patriot boys then handling Bluffton easily by a score of, 52-28 or something like that? Yeah, I think so. For recovery last night. I don't have that score. Okay. Apologize for that. Anyway, tonight, big night for Fort Recovery because they'll be hosting Mississinewa Valley here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. In between the JV and varsity games tonight, they'll be inducting the latest members of the Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame. Great honor. The two young ladies who had a lot of success, they will be inducted at between the games tonight, so we invite you to come on out here. And also, all the little girls who have been taking part in the cheerleading clinic, I had a chance to see them when I came in. You'll have fun if you come out and see that tonight. I'll just put it that way. It's always fun. You get a laugh, you get a smile, you'll enjoy yourself. So that's what we've got on tap tonight. All right, here we go, second half of this game. And the Indians lead the Eagles by a score of 19-12. And Troy Christian will have the ball to start the third quarter. Rain Wilkins, a freshman, walks it up court, gets it out front to Hope Carroll. Carroll drives down, cuts around, gets the ball back. She did not there. That's a good call. She went out of bounds along the baseline, but she got the pass before her feet touched the ground, so technically she was still out of bounds. Good call by the official there. You don't see that very often, but it's correct. Indians with the ball. We're just underway third quarter. In the middle with it is Luthold. Luthold goes far side. Wendell hits a three. Callie Wendell's first points of the day, and that is the first three-point basket for Fort Recovery. And just like that, the Indians are up by 10. And here's a steal, knocked down, bodies flying. Ball finally picked up by Troy Christian. On down, they'll go inside, shot up, and finally in. And there's the first field goal in almost 13 minutes for Troy Christian. Kathleen Johnson got that one. So a 13-minute drought with a field goal for Troy Christian just came to an end. Here's a pass on the far side. Guggenbiller drives down, and I think she got fouled. She did. And so the foul is going to be called against Kathleen Johnson. That'll be her. I know they call it on Carroll. Carroll gets the foul, her second, team's first. No free throws. Shot from the corner is no good by Wendell. And the rebound comes off to Troy Christian. 22-14 our score. Here's a ball down, shot no good, rebound to the Indians. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. See them for great employment opportunities for you. Cooper Farms, all over Western Ohio. Out in front with it is Mullenkamp, goes inside to Luthold. Luthold threw it away. Picked off on the far side. Levy drives down, puts it up and missed it. The rebound basket is up and in. And give the basket there to Rain Wilkins. And that's her first points of the day. 22-16. All of a sudden, Troy Christian can hit a field goal again. Almost turned over by the Indians. They'll lob it over to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp near side. Over to Callie Wendell. Wendell back out to Mullenkamp, and Mullenkamp goes far side to Guggenmiller. Guggenmiller across the court. Open shot for Wendell, and hits another three. They've got her going here in the third quarter. Back-to-back triples. Lead back up to nine at 25-16 Fort Recovery. She did not have a point in the first half. I'm sure that was a point of emphasis at halftime. Here's a reach-in foul called against the Indians. And they're going to call that one against Sage Luthold. That's her first. And the first against the Indians in the second half. Eva Kolig will come back in, replacing Maddie Guggenbiller, who was playing with three fouls. The inbounds pass for the Troy Christian Eagles. Out front to Wilkins. Wilkins won't take the three. Hands it off, and struggling with it is Carroll. Finally got it to a teammate. On down to the far side to Orange. Orange will drive. Now turns to Levy. Her jumper is good. Brooklyn Levy, first basket in a long time, makes it 25-18. Both teams are picking it up offensively here in the third quarter. Mullenkamp right side over to Wendell, back to Mullenkamp, and back to Wendell. Wendell trying to shoot over this 2-3 zone. There's a pass down low, almost stolen. Here's a shot put up by Kolig. It's no good, and the rebound comes away to Troy Christian. The Eagles will work it up the far side. Long pass on down under to Levy. She'll drive inside. Have it knocked away. It'll still be Troy Christian's ball, but some nice defense there by the Indians. And the ball from the baseline for the Eagles. Inside, knocked out of bounds by Wendell. It'll still be Troy Christian ball along the baseline. 4:58 to go here in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Inside, Levy has it stripped away, and Wendell comes up with it. Wendell, against some pressure, races into the front court. Goes far side over to Niekamp. Now they work it back out in front. Indians with the basketball. Looking out in front. They get it to Wendell and out of Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking. And she'll bring it near side to Eva Kolig. Kolig drives down inside. Here's a quick little jumper going inside for Sage Luthold. Her fifth point. 27-18, again a 9-point lead for Fort Recovery. They've led by as many as 10 here in the third quarter. There's the ball knocked away but picked up by Levy. Missed the shot inside. Gets her own rebound, and then she's trapped inside and is fouled inside. And charged that foul against Luthold. That'll be her second and the team's second. So here's the ball from the baseline being thrown in into the corner. They go to Rain Wilkins. On down, underneath is Orange. Orange just threw it away. Oh, it was saved in by Johnson. A good hustling effort. Gets it to Wilkins. Wilkins open for a jumper and leaves it short. Rebounded by the Indians. Indians come up with the rebound. And now it's back to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp out near the top of the key. Mullenkamp looking inside. Mullenkamp still with it, turns around, cuts outside, ball is knocked loose, picked up by Kolig, and then Kolig is fouled. And the foul is called against Brooklyn Levy, and that'll be her third. It's the second team foul. Substitutions. Orange and Carroll come out for Troy Christian. Court Recovery leads by nine. Ball on the right wing over to Luthold. Luthold goes far side. Now here's Callie Wendell driving. Can't get a shot. She'll bring it back out in front. Gets it to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp right side to Collig. Collig back out to Wendell. Turns, goes up with a jumper. It's partially blocked, and it's going to be saved in by the Indians, but then picked up by Troy Christian. Here's a long pass on down. Driving inside, turning is Miller. Miller looking for help, finally gets it out there. Here's a long three. It's in and out, and the rebound is knocked away. Nice heads-up play here by Levy as she knocked it off of Mullenkamp to save possession for Troy Christian. We got a timeout being called by Fort Recovery. 3 minutes and 4 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 27-18 Fort Recovery. We're back after this on J Country, well, on PG-14. And FM 105.3.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
3:04 to go, third quarter. Fort Recovery leads by 9. Ball possession of Troy Christian. Wilkins gets it out front and traveling, no doubt, by Karis Miller. She took about 2 steps before she remembered, oh, I got to dribble the basketball. Coming back in for Fort Recovery is Maddie Guggenbiller, and sitting down is Carly Niekamp. Full court pressure being applied by Troy Christian. In it comes to Sage Luthold, on up to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp on down to the baseline, turns around, gets it out. Luthold's long three is no good. Off the rim, rebound to Indians. Inside is Guggenbiller, puts it up, no, and the rebound comes away to Troy Christian. Off to the races. Here is Miller all the way down. Gets it across. Shot blocked away. Mullenkamp blocked it out of bounds. And a nice, nice defensive stop there. That's why you put the hands up. 2:38 to go, third quarter. 9-point lead for Fort Recovery. The inbounds pass. Troy Christian having trouble. Then they threw it off the leg of a Fort Recovery defender right along the baseline. That was a heads-up move. That saved possession for them. The inbounds pass will come from Josie Hill. Inside, they will get it. Turning around looking for a shot. No, but a foul. That was a heads-up move, really, for Kathleen Johnson. She knew she was going to get hit, but she's going to get 2 free throws out of it. And the foul against Fort Recovery. And that was Eva Collig gets her 2nd, team's 3rd. Kathleen Johnson got the worst of it. She got popped in the head, but she's okay, and she'll shoot twice. Has 4 points this afternoon. Johnson will shoot 2 free throws. The first one is up and missed it. That's her first miss of the day. In fact, that's the first miss for the team today. Troy Christian had hit the first 6 in a row. Here's Carly Niekamp back in. Sage Luthold will sit down for Fort Recovery. Johnson with the 2nd free throw. It's on the way, and she got that one. She has 7 points. It's 27-19 in favor of Fort Recovery. Against full court pressure, in it comes to Niekamp. Niekamp on ahead to Guggenbiller into the front court. Guggenbiller takes it all the way right to the hole and lays it up and missed it. Oh, it rattled around on the rim and came out. Now a scramble for the ball, and a holding foul going to be called against Fort Recovery. And they'll call that one against Eva Collin. And Eva will get her 3rd and the team's 4th. Back in for Troy Christian is Christina Brubaker, a 5'5 freshman. And it will be Troy Christian's ball. 2:21 to go here in the third quarter, which is being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Cooper Farms, all over the area, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Here's Brubaker, drives in, and a holding foul going to be called against Fort Recovery. In charge that one to Sage Luthold, and she just got her third. That is the fifth team foul against Fort Recovery in this half. 2:12 to go, third quarter. Inbounds pass, stolen away inside. Picked off inside by Kylie Wendell, and then she was fouled. And the foul was called against Josie Hill, and she'll pick up on the push. That is her second and the team's third. As Troy Christian is pressing full court. In it comes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp goes far side over to Luthold. Knocked away from her and stolen by Brubaker of Troy Christian. Brubaker, long down court pass into the corner to Miller. Miller brings it out at the top of the key, looking inside. We'll give it off to Brubaker. Brubaker lobs it inside. Pass stolen by Mullenkamp, or by Luthold. It was one of the Indians. Their long arms have just really given havoc to Troy Christian today. Out to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the perimeter into Callie Wendell in the corner. Wendell looking. Wendell dribbles out in front. Cannot get inside. Looks right side. It goes to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, lean pass inside. Stolen away inside by... Oh, but then double dribble is called against Hope Carroll. She got it, but then stopped and then dribbled again. So the ball goes right back to Fort Recovery with a minute and 19 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the inbounds pass for the Indians from the baseline. They look. Guggenbiller looking. Finally just threw it away. Tried to lob it over to Luthold, and it went off her fingertips and out of bounds. So here comes Eva Kolig back in, and Luthold will sit down. Minute 17 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery with a 27-19 lead. And we've been stuck on this score now for quite a while. Here is Troy Christian with it out in front. And it's Carroll. Carroll goes to the far side with it to Miller. Miller drives, near side pass, and she just threw it away. Knocked out of bounds. Oh, but they say it went off of Guggenbiller. Brubaker must have been able to deflect it off of her. And it'll be Troy Christian's ball from down here to the left corner. Levy will throw it in, does so, brings it out in front. Miller. Miller gives it to Brubaker. Brubaker over on the side, dribbles around, now stops, goes down low, driving inside is Carroll. Can't get a shot, ball stolen away by Fort Recovery. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Here is Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp up there, near side it goes to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller out front, now to Wendell. Wendell looks inside. Wendell looking for an opening down to the baseline. Goes across the way. Here's Mullenkamp. Muscles it up and in with the left hand. Nice strong move by Mullenkamp. Her fourth point. And the lead is 10 for Fort Recovery. This matches the biggest lead of the game. A drive down and the shot is good. That didn't last long. Josie Hill took it in there. 29-21 down to the final 15 seconds. And here's Mullenkamp with 10. Mullenkamp driving, looking, and she got fouled. She got a little push, and the foul called against Hill, and that's her third, and the team's fourth. So the Indians will have it out with 6.5 seconds to go in the quarter. They get it to Wendell. Wendell now looking, trying to go inside. Wendell will put up a long three. Get it at the buzzer! Wow! Just barely... If she backed up, she'd be in the front row of the seats, and she nails it at the buzzer, her third of the quarter. At the end of three, it is Fort Recovery 32 and Troy Christian 21. We are back after this here on FM 105.3 and PG 14.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We go to the fourth quarter, and that three-pointer right at the buzzer gives Fort Recovery its biggest lead of the day at 11, at 32-21. Indians have it to start here in the fourth quarter. Indians with it. They go out in front. Top of the key with it is Wendell, and Wendell will bring it back over and will give it around as they're showing a lot of patience. Now driving inside. That is Niekamp. Gets a shot off. It's no good. Out of bounds. Touched last by Troy Christian. And it'll be in the hands of the Indians. We're just underway, fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery leading 32-21. Here's the inbounds. Looking, they lob it inside, stripped away by Levy. Levy just took it out of the hands of Carly Niekamp. Levy all the way down, pass underneath, knocked loose and stolen by Luthold, and then almost stolen away, but it's picked up there by Niekamp. Hands it ahead to Mullenkamp. We're in the fourth quarter here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Quick game today. Top of the key. Here is Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking. Far side. It goes over to Eva Kollig. Kollig will look inside. Kollig puts it on the floor. Bounce pass over to Callie Wendell. Wendell looks down court. She drives to the baseline underneath. Hands it off inside to Mullenkamp and back to Wendell. Wendell will drive. Her runner is way off. Rebound. Kollig back up. No. Rebound by the Indians. Shot is good. Count it and put her at the line. That will be Carly Niekamp. Niekamp with the rebound basket. She'll go to the line with an and one. And the foul was called against, who'd they call it on? Riley Orange, her second, and the team's fifth. Free throw is on the way and good by Carly Niekamp, and she's in double figures now with 10 as the lead is stretched out to 14 now, almost thrown away by Troy Christian. Out in front, here's Wilkins driving in. Her runner is no good. Rebound taken away by the Indians. Luthold with the rebound, gets it ahead. 6.5 minutes to go. The 14-point lead is the biggest of the day for Fort Recovery. Far side, Kollig. Kollig looking, swings it on down low. Inside, turning, putting it up and in. And a nice job inside there. Give another one to Carly Niekamp. She's got a dozen now. 37-21, a drive to the other end, shot up no good, and the rebound by Luthold as they just dominate the boards right now. Ahead to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking. Mullenkamp driving on down to the baseline. Looks in, goes to the hole, and scores. Mullenkamp scores, and timeout called by Troy Christian. All of a sudden, the Indians are on a roll, and they have pulled the lead out to 18. 39-21. We're back after this here on FM 105.3 and also PG 14.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, starting with Callie Wendell's three-pointer right at the buzzer to end the third quarter, the Fort Recovery Indians are now on a 10-0 run as they have pulled from 29-21 to 39-21 here early in the fourth quarter against Troy Christian. Driving is Karis Miller. Miller almost threw it away. Out to Orange, who pops a three and missed it. Rebound, Fort Recovery. It's one-sided today, rebounding-wise, for Fort Recovery. Their height is just really playing havoc with Troy Christian. On down to Guggenbiller. Her shot is up and won't go. Got her own rebound, though, and she's trying to muscle a shot up, and a tie-up was called, and that's the correct call because there were a lot of hands on the ball. It will go back to Troy Christian. 5:28 to go, fourth quarter. 39-21 Fort Recovery. Indians looking for their fifth win of the year. Near side, the pass goes over to Orange. Riley Orange will give it over near side to Miller. Miller now goes. Here's driving. The shot, no, but a foul. And Kathleen Johnson is going to go right back to the free throw line. The foul on the Indians will be charged against Eva Kollig, and that's her fourth. It's the team's sixth. So at the line is Johnson. Johnson with 7 points on the day, and that leads her team in scoring. Free throw. Takes her time. Will fire it up and left it short. 39-21. Kollig comes out, and back in is Luthold. Kollig has 4 fouls. Luthold and Maddie Guggenbiller have 3 each. And Josie Hill has 3, and Brooklyn Lady 3 for Troy Christian. Here comes the second shot. It is in. And Johnson has 8 points now. 39-22 with just over 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Mullenkamp, right side. Guggenbiller, set shot. Hits the shot. About a 15-footer. Her 4th point. And another timeout called by Troy Christian. And they want a full timeout. We will step out. 5 minutes to go. 41-22 is the score here on PG-14 and FM 105.3.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
41-22, it's now a 19-point lead for Fort Recovery, biggest of the game. And we have less than 5 minutes to go. Here is Miller out in front, gives it to Levy. Levy dumps it down, and Johnson misses a bunny inside. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Boy, everything just coming up short for the Eagles. Into the front court is Callie Wendell. Wendell, near side off to Mullenkamp, drives down, leans in with the shot. No, but she'll be going to the free throw line. And the foul will be called against Riley Orange. That will be her 3rd and the team's 6th. We're down to 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the ball game. And Mullenkamp at the line to shoot a pair. It's up and it's no good, in and out. One more coming. Kennedy Mullenkamp with 6 points on the day. And we'll try and make it a 20-point game with this free throw. It is on the way, and it is rolling in. 20-point game now at 42-22. Kennedy Mullenkamp with her 7th point. And it looks like we're going to empty the bench over here for Troy Christian. They have played all 9 girls they brought today. Coach said he was going to, and he did. Here's a drive to the far side. Going in is Brubaker. A runner banks up, won't go down. And the rebound to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp quickly into the front court. Here is Mullenkamp at the top of the key, turning, now backs out of there with it. Looks, left side pass to Callie Wendell. Wendell on down to Guggenbiller. 2 more. Guggenbiller has 6. It's 44-22 in favor of the Lady Indians. Under 4 minutes to go. Down court, Levy drives in, collision, it's a foul. That's going to go against the Indians. And charge the foul. Lily Schwederman, who just came in, the freshman. So Lily Schwederman picks up the foul. It's the team's seventh. Free throw is good. So Schwederman in there. And now she will come out as Carly Niekamp will go back in. Sage Luthold comes out, and Eva Collig goes back in. Free throw up. Free throw is no good. So Johnson got one out of two. She's got 9 points. On up the court, they look. They feed it near side, turning around, trying to go down low. Inside it goes. Here's the shot put up no good by the Indians, but Mullenkamp the rebound. Back up and in. Kennedy Mullenkamp has 9, and the Indians are just flat out rolling now. Here's a ball on down, near side. They go inside, and Orange's shot is blocked, and the rebound to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp quickly up the court. Mullenkamp goes far side. Guggenbiller down inside to Collig, and she lays it in. Eva Collig has 7, and Fort Recovery pulling away now up to a 25-point lead. This is a game that was close early, and not anymore. Here's a drive out front, near side pass. Indians really have played some good defense. Here's a drive, shot up and in. Give the basket over there for Hill, and that is her 6th point. 48-25 the score. Lob pass on the far side. Guggenbiller a long shot. It's no good. Bounces over the backboard and goes out of bounds. So it will go out to Troy Christian. 2:27 yet to go. Karis Miller will come back in. And Sage Luthold coming back in for the Indians. 2:21 to go. 48-25. Fort Recovery leading. And here is Ella Westgirdus coming in for Fort Recovery. So Coach Gann having a chance to empty her bench today and give some of the younger kids a little playing time. Nice to see that. Pass over on the right side. Here's Wilkins shooting and missing badly, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say touch last by Fort Recovery. So it will be Troy Christian's ball from the baseline. The lob pass comes inside. Turning with it out front is Johnson, who drives in and misses a lay-in. The rebound put up is missed, and the rebound this time picked up by Kennedy Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. Indians have just dominated the boards today. Mullenkamp all the way down, goes inside, leans in, and scores again. Mullenkamp is in double figures now with 11. 50-25, and Fort Recovery has just doubled the score now on Troy Christian. Top of the key, out front, it goes over to Hill. Hill drives inside, and she will be fouled as she put up a shot. Didn't go in, but she'll get 2 free throws out of this. Charge the foul to Callie Wendell. That's her 3rd, and the team's 8th, so it's a 2-shot foul anyway. Hill, a sophomore, has 6 today, and she will get to fire twice. And it is on the way, and it is bounding, 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 no, and goes off. One more coming.
Number 15, Madison Heitkamp, checking in for.
And here's Madison Heitkamp coming in for Fort Recovery. So now they have played everybody on the bench today for Fort Recovery, with a big lead here at 50-25 and less than 2 minutes to go. Second free throw for Troy Christian is up short. And the deep rebound picked away, though, by Carroll of Troy Christian, and they promptly throw it away. Too many turnovers, not enough rebounds. That's kind of the story of the game for Troy Christian today. 50-25 is the score, and it will be Niekamp to throw it in. Does so to Callie Wendell. Wendell, under some pressure, runs into the forecourt, now looking. Stops over on the far side, gets it in the corner to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking. Mullenkamp dumps it out front to Wendell. Wendell wants to drive. Wendell turns around, goes over to Luthold. Luthold back to Wendell. Just over a minute to go here. Here is Wendell dribbling around and eating up the clock. Now she goes down. They give it off inside, and Niekamp's shot is no good. Rebounded by Troy Christian. Now the ball knocked loose, and then it's right into the hands of Heitkamp, but she was moving and took an extra step. So the freshman got a nice steal, but then just couldn't get the ball on the floor fast enough. A drive down. Troy Christian with the basketball, driving his Levy. Levy puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Niekamp. Under a minute to go here. 50-25 in favor of Fort Recovery. Here's Mullenkamp on down. Goes over far side. In the corner to Luthold. Luthold back out to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, top of the key, Wendell. Wendell looking. Wendell turning, looking. Nowhere to go with it. Double teamed. Dribbles around to the far side, goes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp back to Wendell in the corner. Wendell will bring it back out front. They're just eating up the clock right now. Here is Wendell, comes out of there with it. Almost had it stolen. We got a five-second call. So a five-second call called there, and so with 21.3 seconds to go, the ball will go right back to Troy Christian for probably the last time today. And it comes to Wilkins, near side, driving his Levy. Ball is knocked loose, picked up by the Indians. Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp in no hurry. She's going to dribble it up, and they may just dribble out the clock here. And Mullenkamp will stand out there. We're down to 5 seconds. She's going to dribble it out, and this game is in the record books. It is done. Your final score today, Fort Recovery 50 and Troy Christian 25. We will return in a couple of minutes here on PG 14 and FM 105.3.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse here on PG-14, WPGW AM and FM 105.3 in Portland. Well, the final score today, it's Fort Recovery pulling away in the second half and defeating Troy Christian by a score of 50-25. This game was close early. It was 8-6, Indians leading by just two in the at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Troy Christian can only muster some free throws. They went something like 10 minutes without a field goal. In fact, it may have been more than that. They just could not buy a basket. Got a few free throws. But at halftime, Fort Recovery was up 19-12. In the third quarter, they continued to pull away, had increased that lead, and Callie Wendell hit a three-pointer right at the buzzer to end the third quarter, and that was kind of a backbreaker, I think, for this game. Made it 32-21 at the end of the third quarter. And in that last quarter, Fort Recovery outscored Troy Christian 18-4 and pulled away for the 25-point victory, 50-25. With the win, the Indians are now 5-12 on the season, and Troy Christian falls to 6-14. Looking at the scoring for Troy Christian, they had nobody in double figures today. Their leading scorer was Kathleen Johnson with 9 points, 6 points for Brooklyn Levy, 6 for Josie Hill, also 2 points for Rain Wilkins, and 2 points for Karis Miller, and that was it. For Fort Recovery, very good balance today. All 9 players got a chance to play today for Fort Recovery. Not everybody got to score, but the starting 5 and the top sub did. They had 6 different players score. 2 in double figures. Leading the way was Carly Niekamp. She had a dozen. 11 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp. 9 points for Callie Wendell. She had none at halftime. Hit 3 three-pointers in the third quarter, including that backbreaker right at the end of the third quarter, right at the buzzer. Also, 7 points for Eva Kolig off the bench, 6 points for Maddie Guggenbiller, and 5 points for Sage Luthold. We had one tie. We had one lead change, and that was back in the first quarter. And the Lady Indians come away with the victory today by a score of 50-25. We are going to take a break, hoping to get Holly Gann out here for some post-game comments, but we'll see what we can do. We'll break for another minute or two and be back here on PG-14 and FM-105.3.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Go back one last time here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's Fort Recovery winning over Troy Christian today, 50-25, and head coach Holly Gann joins us. And you had to be happy with that one, especially the second half.
Absolutely. You know, and I told the girls, and it was pretty short today, you know. We got a long, busy day here at the fort of activities. But the thing I think I was most proud of is, A, we had pockets there where we were getting tired, and we were able to fight through them. It wasn't pretty, necessarily. We made some mistakes, but it wasn't 5 or 10 points. We slowed it down offensively and just said, all right, let's just try to do something, slow the clock down, take control of the tempo again. But my biggest thing is going into halftime, it's still a pretty close game, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just pretty much said, hey, you guys are going to have to decide whether or not you want this game to stay close. you know, or if you guys are going to want to make a statement here. And I think they made the statement, obviously. And they did it together. If you look at our scoring and you look at just kind of everything, you know, it was very team balanced. And that's not something we always see. But if you look at when we win because we are very balanced. And today I thought that's great because everybody has something to offer. We have lots of kids that can do great things on both ends of the court. So it's really nice in these types of wins, especially a good win, a big win for us. That we're maximizing those strengths and working together as a team. Like I said, I'm most proud of them today because they came in or came out after halftime and they took control of the game.
You took control of the boards early, and I mean, your height really, really hurt Troy Christian.
We did. And there's some things that normally happen during this game that I thought would frazzle us, and so it's really nice to see that some of these girls that are handling the ball for us, Callie and Kennedy, they're getting some confidence with being able to take that pressure and being able to go somewhere and make those reads. And, you know, Sage had numerous boards and just getting in there and getting real physical with the girls down low. And Eva came in and made a great three-point play for us. Carly had a three-point play for us. Got some transition baskets. So we're just doing some different things to kind of maximize, like I said, those strengths on our team. And so it takes a long time in a season for everybody to understand that this is a learning and growing process. It's always about the W's and L's. Everybody, how good is this team? You know, but only our fans that come and our parents and those guys and us coaches and you watch enough games too where you get to see that process. And that's what this is all about. It's just a process that you take, and the girls that can handle tough things when it's not easy, these are the girls that are going to be successful outside of basketball too.
The nice thing is, I mean, now when you're looking at the W's and the L's, I think five of your last seven games have been in the W's.
Yeah, they have. You know, they have. And again, this just speaks volumes, and I said this early. This is a great group of girls. They work hard, and they're coachable. And honestly, they're funny. So I enjoy listening to them all the time talk about whatever. But it's not anything we're doing. It's just this group. This is that group of girls. And they work hard. And, you know, early, when you're not having a lot of winning success, it's everybody has to give a reason why we're not winning, when really they just have to say, well, yep, this is part of the process. We've got a lot of things that we got to work on. We got to figure it out yet. But if you keep working on it, guess what happens? You figure it out, right? Things start to work. So again, I'm proud of them for keeping that good headspace and understanding it's a process and talking about learning and growing and making mistakes and trying new things for us. And we're asking girls to do that. I'm pretty happy with them.
You have to be very happy right now
absolutely.
With this stretch here. So good team effort today and a good win for you.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. They win it today by a final score of 50-25 over Troy Christian. For the Lady Indians, again, 12 points for Carly Niekamp, 11 for Kennedy Mullenkamp, 9 for Callie Wendell, all threes, 7 for Eva Collig, 6 for Maddie Guggenbiller, and 5 for Sage Luthold. It's just very, very, very balanced, and they get the win. They improve to 5-12 on the season. Troy Christian slips to 6-14 with the loss. Again, your final score today, 50-25, as Fort Recovery gets the victory. Our thanks to the guys back at the studio for getting us on and pushing all the right buttons. Thanks to Sebastian Solis and Eric Catterly for that. We thank you for joining us, and all to our fine sponsors. Final score again today, it is Fort Recovery 50 and Troy Christian 25. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good afternoon from Fort Recovery.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.